Hello everyone, and welcome to the Iliad Foods H2 24 earnings call. My name is Nadia, and I'll be coordinating the call today. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. I will now hand over to your host, Mohammed Al-Thakour from Arqaam Capital to begin. Mohammed, please go ahead.
Thank you, Nadia. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mohammed Al-Thakour from Arqaam Capital. Welcome to Iliad Foods H2 2024 earnings call. We have with us today Engineer Mohammed Al-Mutayri, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Mit'ab Al-Mas'ud, Investor Relations Director, and Mr. Waleed Ali, Marketing and Business Development Director. We can start the panel by Mr. Mit'ab giving us an introduction, then Mr. Mohammed a brief about the results and the latest developments. And then we can jump into Q&A. Mr. Mit'ab, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Mohammed. Thank you, Nadia. Thank you, Arqaam Capital, for holding the earning call for Iliad Food Company for the year 2024. And thank you for and thanks for all the participants for joining us. And hopefully they will get a good brief and knowledge about Iliad Food. Today, the agenda of our earning call, first we're going to talk about the growth acceleration goals and action plans, industrial entry and food security, expanding in health and wellness sector via Healthland, and operational expansion and distribution and food service. Then we're going to talk about the business performance and the financial performance for the second half of the year, then the business performance and the financial performance for the whole year of 2024, and finally, we're going to talk about Iliad Food share performance, and we're going to get your Q&A. Now, I'm going to leave you with Mr. Mohammed Al-Mutayri, the CEO of Iliad Food Company, so he will discuss the strategy and the vision of 2030, which is we're going to announce it right now in this earning call. Mr. Mohammed Al-Mutayri.
Yeah, hi everybody, and again, thanks for joining everybody, and thanks for Arqaam for hosting today's earning calls. This time we slightly change our presentation, and we are announcing our vision 2030, and this is exclusive. Yani, we said let's do it through our earning calls, which is exclusive for this meeting today. And definitely, the growth acceleration goals and action plan will depend on our visions 2030, which will establish Al-Aid as a long partner delivering sustainability and premium quality health-focused food solution, and probably to be developed in Kuwait, which is, again, positioning ourselves in very competitive market and aligning with the global standard. Again, Al-Aid vision 2030, as we say, it is not just vision, it is our blueprint for transformation and national impact and the long-term value creation. Drive sustainability, which definitely will drive the sustainability and revenue growth, and capture the greater market shares. Again, also, it will part of that will be the operational excellency by boosting efficiency across all the functions to support profitability growth and long-term scalabilities. We'll go to the next slide. Before we start in briefing and summarizing you, our vision 2030 is depending on three pillars. The first pillar, it's the new sector which we are entering as the manufacturing and contributed to the Kuwait food security. So our first pillar is, and the vision is that to contribute on the food security to the governments and the countries by being part of that. The second pillar is that health targeting healthness and wellness to the people. So we want to contribute to the society by contributing the health sector and expanding it. The third pillar, which is linked to our main core businesses, which is contributing 90%, which is the distribution for both retail and food sectors. Now, the first one, which is we just highlighted the entering the industry. As we said, into industry, we are confirmed our, so in slide five, transferring from a premium importer into critical player in food manufacturing, reinforcing Kuwait long-term visions for food security. Core growth drivers will be rolling out advanced manufacturing hub approved by the public. So one of the key things here is that already we have approved project manufacturing with our public authorities. So we are waiting when they will start activating that. The second one was is to entering by establishing manufacturing, especially on the poultry businesses. So our target is that to localize the protein manufacturing. And also, the third one will be acquisition of any opportunity on manufacturing. All this will be expected to definitely dimension the import dividendy and enhancing also the production efficiency and the product quality, and definitely also, as we said, solidify the Kuwait food independence for the future generation. Next one is the second pillar, which is in our vision, which is the health expansion in health and wellness sector. Market leadership through establishing Healthline as a regional leader in supplements, healthy foods, and personal care, launching organic products aligned with the global standards, digital and distribution expansion, introducing our online platform for sales and consolidation, also growth reaching through e-commerce and retail partnerships. Definitely, this will contribute to the public awareness, and this is our concern for the people as a nationwide campaign with the health expertise and personalizing the support for certified nutritionists. This definitely will be expected impact on a greater public health awareness and product demand, and increasing of Healthline's market share, and strengthening the Kuwait position on the health nutrition markets, and growing that segmentation, and that's our vision. The third pillars of our vision is that our core businesses, which is contributing 90%, is to expand more on the food distribution and the food services by growing a late food presence across the co-ops and all the retail sector, convenience stores, and major retail chain, also performing strategic partnership with the hypers and the key accounts to increase distribution channel. Also advancing in the food services by creating tutorial product line in line with the restaurant, cafes, and hotels, and offering reliable high efficiency supplies as a food solution for HoReCa, and also being participating nowadays on HoReCa exhibition is to enhance our contribution on that section, our sector, the HoReCa sector. By enhancing also, one of it is enhancing the logistic and operation, which is the main thing for our distribution, by implementing smart inventory and supply chain system, and collaboration with the innovation and innovation logistic provider for faster and timely delivery. Definitely, this is, will be expected to be impact increasing distribution market share across Kuwait and improving operational efficiency and profitability. Also, evaluating the enlisting the food service standard through integrated solution as a food solution will be supported. So this is a brief, as we said, of our vision 2030 and the three pillar which is going to depend on that. But before we go to the our business in details, I want to highlight that in 25 this year, our strategic optimization, before we go to the question, we might also answer more in the question, but let me summarize it here. On 25, our strategic optimization priority will be, we are focusing on four key points or goals by improving our profit margin, consolidation business operation, reducing operational and administration expenses, reassessing our business to ensure aligning with our long-term visions, 2030. These definitely will be initiatives and designed to support the sustainable growth and strengthening our market position and maximizing the value creation for the shareholder, which is everybody you are looking for. Now, handing over you back to Mit'ef, our IR manager, manager, to take you through the business performance.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammed. We're going to just pass by about our second half of the year, 2024, the business performance. So as LA total revenue increased by 90% from 17 million to 32 million, net profit increased by 53% from 1,556,000 to 2,383,000. Our net profit margin decreased by almost 2%, and the EBITDA increased by 56% from 2,063,000 to 3,224,000. Our EBITDA margin decreased by almost 2% from 12 to 9.9%. And the contribution of the second half for our pillars, the distribution, growth 90% from 13,620,000 in 2023 to 29,727,000. And the retail growth by 273% from the year 2023 from 450,000 to 1,683,000. And the production 13% in growth from the year 2023, 1,054,000 to 1,196,000. And just to be noticed that our financial year is now driven by the acquisition of Al Ashraf company, and also affected by our capital raise, 60% last year, or almost the end of the year 2023. So now the business performance for the whole year, 2024, the total revenue increased by 98% from 35,118,000 to 69,728,000. And the net profit increased by 62% from 3,414,000 to 5,536,000. And the net profit margin decreased also from 9.7% to 7.9%. And the EBITDA increased by 61% from 4,490,000 to 7,233,000. The EBITDA margin also decreased by almost 2% from 12% to 10%. And the distribution. The distribution growth it was 97% from 32,333,000 to 63,873,000, and the retail growth was 332% from the year 2023, 749,000 to 3,244,000. The production growth was 28% in growth from the year 2023, 2,035,000 to 2,610,000 in the year 2024. Now we're going to go to the financial performance, which is the ratios, and I'm going to mention the ratios of this year, 2000, 24. The working capital, it became 39,940,000 as of revenue 57%, and the capex 402,000 to revenue it was 0.6%. Free cash flow 9,045,000 as of revenue 13%. The net debt 20,470,000, and the net debt to equity percentage 43%. EBITDA for this year 7,233,000, and the net debt to EBITDA percent it was 267%. The share performance of the year till the year 2024, and also our dividends for the last 5 years, the earning per share went 5.6% to 17.5%, and now the dividends this year we announced that we're gonna give 13% cash and 3% in shares, total 16%. And the free float we closed this year, it was 45%. And now I'll give it to Mr. Mohamed Raskal from Arqaam Capital for the Q&A, and Mr. Mohamed Al-Muteri will answer it, and he could be back for all the numbers and for any questions anyone would like to. Mr. Mohamed?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to remove your question, please press star followed by two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. We'll pause for just a moment. We have a question. What are Aliyah's strategic priorities for 2025, and how do they align with the longer-term vision? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Really, this is very good questions, and I already highlighted part of it and summarized. That's why, as we said, after we did a good last four years by expansion, growing our businesses, by establishing subsidiaries and branches or acquisitions. We call this 25 years. It's about evaluating everything. Strategic priority are defined under the theme of strategic optimization priority, aiming to drive operational efficiency, enhancing profitability, and enabling sustainable growth aligned with our Vision 2030, what we announced. So our focus area is, as we said, enhancing profit margin across subsidiaries, companies through operational excellencies and cost efficiency, consolidation businesses operation to maximize synergy, eliminating duplication and creating integrated operating models. The third point, it's reducing operational and administration expenses by improving cost control measuring across all levels. The fourth point is reassessing and all the businesses what we have in focus and to see their performance and evaluate their performance while exploring whatever exit strategy or selling it by if is it not contributing and performing with our activities. So these strategic initiatives ensuring we remain aligned, efficient, and well positioned for the future growth and competitive as a competitive market environment. Yes.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. We'll pause for just a moment. Can you share any potential new market opportunities or product service expansions that align with the company's 2030 vision? Thank you.
Yeah, actually, we highlight part of it on our this one, but as we said, definitely we are actively exploring opportunities. As we said, whatever value added food segments, expanding our presence in higher demand categories, particularly within the health and wellness sector, as we said, and this is can be expanded, as we said, by our existing companies or whatever business model, or by acquisition, any opportunity for the acquisition. So our long-term vision also includes what? Developing strategic partnership, strengthening our food manufacturing capabilities, which is the new sector we are entering, and expanding our distribution network both locally and regionally. These efforts will support our goals of becoming a leading integrated food company that delivering innovation and sustainability food solution.
Thank you. Could you please highlight any potential impact of tariffs? Is there a risk for deflation in global commodity prices? Could this help improve your GPMs? Thank you.
Yeah, see, whatever always we say as a business, as a food business, as a defendant's models, definitely when there is a, I don't want to say crisis, when there is a fluctuation in the market, definitely this is the business which is keep growing. And sometimes always we say it, when there is issues and the market's happening, it's reflected on positive side, not negative side, especially in our food. And that's what is we noticed the last 30 years in the businesses. Definitely, we highlight this in both in the inflation and also the rate, the interest rate. We are thinking now interest rates as we are expecting is coming down, which is already stable now, so we didn't expect any changes. Inflation in Kuwait is already there between 2 to 2.5, stable. But outside effect, that's what is we are concerned. But what we are seeing for the forecast, things not in the negative as everybody's seeing. We are seeing it in a stable and positive side. Yes.
Thank you. Based on your performance in 2024, what are the key financial targets for 2025 regarding revenue growth, profitability, and earnings per share?
Yeah, actually, in 25, as we said, Annie, with all the key focus strategic optimization, what we said, if it's been implemented in a very proper way, I think we are going to have a good growth on sales and also on the bottom line. So as a sales targets, we are expecting to have revenues of between 73 to 74 millions. We did this year 69. And profit also, we are expecting 6 million to do, which will lead us between 19 to 20 pills. That's exactly the EBC. That's what is our forecasted earlier. And I think with the key focus, clear point, which is we are putting in our team, I think this is will be achievable. And inshallah, we are hoping a very positive year. And numbers should be much better than what is we are putting. We are always putting on conservative sides. Might be growth also higher than what is our target, but this is our target, answering your question. Yes.
Thank you. Sales nearly doubled in FY 2024, mainly due to the acquisition of Al Saraf Foods. Could you provide the percentage of sales that is attributed to the acquisition of Al Saraf Foods? What growth can we expect in 2025?
Yeah, this is very good question. This is very good detailed question indeed. Definitely the growth was due to the acquisition. But if you break it down, we can break it down. Al-Eid itself, company, sales was 36,500. We had a growth of 9.5 million compared to last year, Al-Eid, without the Al-Ashraf business model. And also we had a 9.6 growth of profits. Al-Ashraf sales was 33 million and also had a growth of 6.7 to 7% percent of the growth of the sales. And profit also had 1.9 million, which is had a growth of almost 4%. Yes, but if you see any sales of Al-Eid was 36 million and Al-Ashraf was 33. The profit of Al-Eid was 3.3 million and Al-Ashraf was 1.9 million. That exactly in details, based on your question, if you are asking this, that was the performance. And we are hoping this year will be Al-Ashraf. And that's exactly what is our focus point. Al-Ashraf will be enhanced more, and we are expecting good growth on both in top line and bottom lines. Yes.
Thank you. Given that Al-Ashraf Foods has relatively lower margins, how should we think about margins going forward? Are these the normalized levels of margins? Thank you.
Yeah, good question. Thank you. Actually, that's if you see in our presentation, the model, our margin brought down from 9% to 7.9, from 9.7 to 7.9. That's exactly because of Al-Ashraf. Yeah, Al-Ashraf model itself, it's very low margin, and this is we know it before we had the acquisition. And that's what is we said, I just highlighted and we said, and if you see one of the key focus points, the first one is improving the margin. We are expecting enhancing the margin of Al-Ashraf. Definitely, this is will be contributing. As we said, we are expecting to have a good margin this year because already we told you we are targeting to have 6 million profits. Our assessment and key efforts will be more on enhancing Al-Ashraf. And also, don't forget that the other pillar, I mean the other sectors, which is the retails and production, that's what is contributing in higher margin, that's what is growing. And if you see the numbers of growth on these channels was higher side, and that's what we want to keep. And that's why if you see one of the second pillar of our vision is the health land of the healthness, which is that sector, online sector, and having good margin. And also we are expecting more margin in manufacturing. Yes.
Thank you. How should we think about dividends in the coming year? Could you share some guidance?
Yeah, actually, we just highlight that we are expecting to have 19 to 20% fills by shares. And we highlight this earlier that we are expecting, actually, to be honest, we are always higher side on dividends. If you see the last 5 years, we are giving more than what is we are earning, almost 100%. And our policy was that we announced it 2-3 years ago that our dividends will be 70% of what we are earning. However, we are giving more than what is earning. But I think now the strategy is that we need to enhance our financial since we are entering on expansion on manufacturing or whatever investments or acquisition, whatever opportunity will be there. So I think we will stick to our what we said earlier, that the 70% of what we gain will be given as dividends. Now, percentage between cash and shares, bonus, definitely, as we said, the high always will be majority, almost 60-70% or 80% will be cash. If it's not 100%, our intention is to give 100%. But sometimes you need to bonus. Definitely, this is a board decision. They might give some bonuses, but it will be within 80-20%. Yes.
Thank you. What are Iliad expansion plans, both locally and internationally? Should we expect any new acquisitions? Thank you.
Yeah, this is what we just highlighted. In manufacturing, we are thinking that we can expand on acquisition also, and whatever opportunities. And I think there's one opportunity in our table now. We are studying it. So whatever opportunity in acquisition will be there, but still nothing is there. But that's the vision. It's part of our part of our target and goals to grow and maintaining our growth, definitely with the organic growth and with non-organic by adding a new section or the acquisition of companies or subsidiaries or entering a new segmentation. International markets, already there, we are there in Saudi and Dubai, and we are reassessing that. If you see our one of the key focus points, the fourth one was to reassess the businesses, even in Kuwait. So whatever is not aligning with our strategy and visions, we are evaluating that to sell it or exit on it or enhance it to be part of what is our goals and targets. Yes.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. We'll pause for just a moment. It appears we have no further questions. I'll hand back to the management team for any closing comments.
Thank you. I think we try to clarify all the points and we highlight our visions and pillars and strategy. We are entering a new strategy by targeting a manufacturing sector. This is something new to us. And also, we care about people's healthness, and this is the second pillar of our vision. We try to exclusively share with our announcing our vision with you today. And if any question, any clarification, you can send by mail, and we are there happy to answer. And thanks, everybody, for handling that. Mithib?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Arqam Capital. Thank you, Nadia. Thank you, Mohamed Ashkal. Thanks for all the participants. And just a notification that Elite Food this year, alhamdulillah, we entered the watch list for the premier market in Kuwait, the stock market. And hopefully we will be there next year. And for your just information, we have been doing the earning call since 3 years with Arqam Capital, although it's not required from the main market companies to do earning call, but we did it so we can be engaged with our shareholders. And from next year, inshallah, in the premier market, we will be doing it quarterly as the premier market required. And thank you, management, and thank you all for joining.
You may disconnect now.
Thank you. This now concludes today's call. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.